Okay, welcome back. Hour number two on this Tuesday night, and it's holiday season. I drove through a residential area today and didn't see many lights. It was dark. Half a dozen homes, that's all. So it's just tough times for a lot of people. I understand that. Mitchell Henderson is back this evening with another great overview on current events, as it were. We now know that the Nimitz has been ordered out of Singapore and ordered to go to the Red Sea with its task force. So that's at least three nuclear-powered supercarriers from the U.S. in the theater of operations. Eastern Mediterranean, Red Sea, Persian Gulf, and this might be, I've got to check later, it might be the fourth, the Reagan, I think the Stinson is there. All right, we got the Stinson, we got the Ford, we got the Eisenhower, and we have another one. And that makes four, I think. All right. It's pretty crazy out there, and it's obviously going to build to a major explosion. There's nothing to indicate otherwise. Hello, Mitchell. Welcome back.
Hello. Good to be back. Here to spread a little bit more gloom in this holiday season.
Well.
So tonight I'm going to talk about the age of genocide, which is the age we are in, okay?
Age of genocide. Yeah, well said. Yeah. Speak up a little louder in your phone if you can.
Okay, in 1994, Rabbi Menachem Mendel Schneerson said that in order for the Jewish Redeemer or Messiah to appear and lead the world, Christians, Muslims, and white people must be exterminated. He's very clear on this.
Uh-huh.
Okay, unlike the Christian Christ, who is the Lord of life, the Zionist Messiah is the Lord of death. The God of the Canaanites was El, also the Hebrew name for God. Mot was the son of El, and Mot is the Lord of death. Just
uh-huh.
as the son of the real God is Christ, the Zionist God is the Canaanite God and his son, Mot, Lord of death. Mot requires the sacrifice of humanity, and his Zionist acolytes are going to give it to him. So let's start with the genocide of Muslims. Let's start there with the global war on terrorism. The Israeli Mossad, the British MI6, and the American CIA, the unholy trinity of death, conspired to implode the Twin Towers on 9/11/2001 as a pretext to declare war on Muslims. They said it was not a war on Muslims, but only Muslim extremists. The total number of Muslims killed in the global war on terrorism was 4.7 million human beings. The number of Muslims displaced from their homes or their lands was 38 million people. This cost the American taxpayer $8 trillion. We hear the same thing now in Gaza. It is war on Hamas, not on the Palestinians, but they are indiscriminately killing Palestinians. So let me go into the Gaza war a little bit here. Israeli sources have made clear that the first week of September 2023, the IDF disarmed all Israeli settlements near the Gaza border. The Egyptians made clear, and the Israelis agree, that a year before the Hamas attack, the Egyptians gave Mossad the detailed plan of Hamas's attack. Israeli intelligence dismissed it as aspirational. 2 weeks and a week before October 7, 2023, Egyptian intelligence warned the Mossad that the attack was coming. On October 7th, the Israeli Defense Force, allegedly the best military on earth, took over 7 hours to respond to a mass attack on their citizens just 3.5 miles away. A good soldier is supposed to run 4 miles in 31 minutes. What happened? When the soldiers did arrive, they killed everybody in the buildings, terrorists and their victims. The first Israeli aircraft to respond to the Nova Music Festival in Sderot strafed the innocent concertgoers, firing indiscriminately. The Israeli government had the civilians disarmed, the military stand down, and then had the IDF take part in the slaughter of their own citizens. They did this so they could have their 9/11 pretext to cleanse all Palestinians from Eretz Israel. the West Bank and Gaza. It had to be terrible so that they could justify the ethnic cleansing and genocide that would follow. In the first days, the arrogant Zionists proclaimed, like George Bush after 9/11, that you are either with us or against us. There would be no neutrality allowed. On December 13th, 2023, just a couple months after this terrorist attack, the UN General Assembly voted for Israel to cease firing Gaza on humanitarian grounds. So 160 nations were against the ethnic cleansing in Gaza, 23 abstained or stayed neutral, and only 10 voted against it and were with Israel. So 83% of nations are against Israel, 12% are neutral, and only 5% are with them. Those 10 nations are the United States, the U.S. puppet states of Micronesia and Liberia, plus Papua New Guinea, Paraguay, Guatemala, and Nauru, who did it for the money, and Austria and the Czech Republic. I have to mention that today Liberia backtracked and said they vote for the ceasefire. So it seems like the Zionist DEI project on American campuses backfired badly. Among Americans 18 to 24 years old, according to a Harvard-Harris poll taken last week, 51% say that Israel should be abolished and all the land given to the Palestinians. Over 50% of U.S. adults under 30 years old believe that the Holocaust did not happen. 66% believe that Jews are a class of oppressors. 30% support Hamas. And over 60% believe that Israel is committing genocide. Zionist critical theory pushes atheism and is anti-Christian. Their lack of foresight has come home to roost. Youth who do not believe in God and hate Christians have no reason whatsoever to support a theocratic state in Israel or the religion of Judaism. Zionism is atheistic, but it is perceived by the young as a religious movement. On the other hand, Palestine is not seen as a religious entity. Hamas is a Sunni group funded by Shia Muslims. There are many Palestinian Christians, and their cause is perceived as nationalistic instead of religious. The Zionists foster atheism when it was religion that made people uncritically support them. In other words, Zionism has the seeds of its own destruction woven within its own inherent contradictions. It is an atheistic and even anti-God movement justified on religious grounds. It is the ultimate false religion. Meanwhile, facts are leaking out about Israel's conduct of this war. Israeli Defense Force casualties up till this past Saturday were as follows. This is Israeli troops. Okay. Killed in action, 3,850. Wounded in action, 7,000, of which 3,700 are permanently disabled, and 250 are totally blind. 500 military vehicles were totally destroyed and hundreds more disabled. An Israeli journalist that published this was promptly fired. They want to keep everything secret about everything they're doing because it's all wrong. Okay, there are many IDF soldiers deserting and many more are speaking out. The truth is getting out. IDF forces are ordered to just shoot anyone. Before going into battle, they have pep rallies singing about killing every man, woman, and child. There was an IDF sniper outside of Gaza's only Catholic church where Palestinian Catholics have sought refuge, killing anyone he can see. Reporters saw this sniper kill an unarmed woman carrying a baby. He shoots to kill any and all Catholics around the church and fires into the church. This is a clear violation of the Geneva Conventions. An IDF soldier reported that the IDF has female soldiers because a woman will not hesitate to kill another woman, in this case, unarmed civilians. A female IDF unit surrounded an elementary school and executed every woman and child therein. Reporters said that they were shot deliberately, execution style. This is not collateral damage. This is an intentional execution of everybody in the school. This is a clear violation of the Geneva Conventions. Keep in mind that these reports are not from Hamas, but are from mainstream media like the New York Times. This is not a secret, okay? The biggest evidence of the IDF's total lack of discipline and flagrant war crimes came from the IDF executing three Israeli hostages. These three men were left to their own devices by retreating Hamas caretakers. They put up signs on bedsheets hung outside the small house they were in. They read in English, SOS, and in Hebrew, Israeli hostages. As the IDF approached, they stripped their shirts off to show that they had no bombs or hidden weapons. They had a white flag of surrender on a stick. They were yelling in Hebrew. The IDF soldiers shot them because they were afraid. The Israeli government said it was a mistake. This was not a mistake. It was murder. The IDF just shoots everyone they see without any discretion whatsoever. A former Israeli soldier told me that the IDF does not train or coordinate for the passage of lines. That's like when two groups are meeting each other, two friendly groups are meeting each other. They have no method for doing that. They won't even use a radio to communicate with each other when meeting their own forces, and they have no control measures that clearly delineate each other's areas of responsibility. This is all like 50% of what an infantryman should learn, okay? This is not the best army on earth. Bad armies have to make up for their lack of training and responsibility by violating the laws of land warfare. In this case, two of the hostages were killed outright, and one fled back into the building. The battalion commander said that he ordered a ceasefire because the last hostage was screaming at them in Hebrew, saying that he was an Israeli hostage. An IDF soldier approached and executed him anyway. He was afraid of an unarmed, defenseless, wounded person. Good soldiers are not like that. A former Israeli soldier told me that the reason why the IDF wants women and gay soldiers in combat is precisely because they are afraid and they will just kill anything that moves. When in doubt, take them out. Women and gay are more likely to kill women and children. Yes.
Yeah. I want to say something about this, the slaughter of those three Israeli hostages. That is utterly emblematic of Israel. That's what they do. They're really an incompetent military in many ways. Not talking about the Air Force, but these ground troops, they don't want to be there. They're frightened to death. They'll shoot anything. To the extent that common sense, let alone common decency, common sense, white flag, signs on the building, no shirts, and they still kill them. These are not professional military troops. At all. Professional military troops would never do that. Not in my view. Anyhow, it's emblematic of the utter insanity of this this mad dog country in the Middle East. Crazy.
So anyways, he's pointing out that women and gays are more likely to kill women and children than male troops, and women and gays are more likely to kill their own people. It guarantees a breakdown in discipline. When taking prisoners, the IDF defines a Hamas fighter as any male between 16 and 65. No other evidence needed. If they're that age, they're Hamas prisoners. These are not prisoners of war. They are hostages for future prisoner exchanges. Making them strip naked and then photograph them to put on the news is also a direct violation of the Geneva Conventions. In the West Bank, settlers are just attacking, robbing, and killing Palestinians. The IDF goes in and just beats people up with no restraint at all. The films of this are everywhere. The Zionists are trying to excuse all of this by their tales of past persecution to include the Holocaust. This has always been a deflection. Marxism is Zionism, and Jewish Bolsheviks murdered 30 million Christian Russians and 30 million Christian Ukrainians in the 20th century without any condemnation at all. The Marxist Mao murdered 138 million of his own people, and upon his death, Walter Cronkite said that Mao is in heaven now. Nobody has ever said Hitler was in heaven. When will people see through all the bullshit we are fed?
Oh, no. Unbelievable. Yeah.
The Houthi of Yemen entered the Gaza war right away. They began attacking shipping in the Red Sea with missiles and drones. They board merchant ships with helicopters and seized the ships. As a result, this past week, the world's largest shippers, to include Maersk, Mediterranean Shipping Company, CMF, CGM, Orient Oceans Container Line, Hapag-Lloyd, Evergreen, and BP, have all canceled any shipping through the Red Sea and will not carry any cargo for Israel. They have made this public. They will not carry cargo for Israel. That is a total of 8.8 million barrels of oil per day and 380 million tons of cargo per day. Uh-huh. Prices will be going up. This will be the people in the West paying far more for everything in order to support the genocide of Palestinians. In response, Lloyd Austin created Operation Prosperity Guardian to jointly address security challenges in the Red Sea and Gulf of Aden. America does this because we don't want to take the blame for what we do for, by ourselves. We want a coalition of people to be blamed. It is made up of the U.S., U.K., France, Italy, the Netherlands, Norway, Spain, the Seychelles, and Bahrain. How much more lackluster can you get? I'm sure the Houthis are underwhelmed. The shipping companies are not reassured and will not send shipping through. This does not impress the shipping companies, nor the insurance people that insure them. Notice that not a single Red Sea or Gulf of Aden nation joined in this operation. They might as well call it Operation Help Israel Genocide the Palestinians. Yemen's military spokesman said after this meeting, if the U.S. succeeds in establishing an international alliance, it will be the dirtiest alliance in history. The world has not forgotten the shame of remaining silent about previous genocidal crimes. So Lloyd Austin, our first Black Secretary of Defense, is an affirmative action appointee. Austin was in the Army from 1975 until 2016. Men that have worked with him have told me that he was incompetent at every job he did. He was socially promoted to general in spite of his poor work, not because of any great work. No wonder DEI is his main focus as Secretary of Defense. He never held command in combat as a junior officer. He missed Grenada, Panama, the Gulf War, and Somalia. He never saw action as a field commander. He never saw combat until he was general, for he would not be at high risk. He is an infantry officer without a combat infantryman badge. He has a combat action badge because you have to be a colonel or below to get the combat infantry badge for combat. A general is not considered an infantryman. He commanded in Iraq and Afghanistan as a general and has succeeded in accomplishing nothing. He is the poster boy for the failure of promoting incompetence, for the illusion of racial equality. This man is now responsible for America's defense. No nation on earth fears us. Last week, Hezbollah announced that it was going to war with Israel. This week, Israel said it was going to invade Lebanon and take southern Lebanon to cleanse it of Hezbollah, which we know now means that they will cleanse it of all Arabs. This war will continue to creep up until it becomes a general war in the Middle East. The Zionists are pacing themselves. So far, Israel has killed over 20,000 innocent civilians in Gaza, 10,000 of them children, and another 5,000 are women. They've probably killed dozens of Hamas fighters. They are being murdered by bombs and money that Americans send to Israel.
American bombs, so, American planes, American money. It's the America-Israeli war on humankind in Gaza.
Right. Keep in mind, we have a Zionist government. Our Secretary of State is Zionist. Our Secretary of Treasury is a Zionist. Our Secretary of Homeland Security is a Zionist. Our Attorney General is a Zionist.
Oh, yeah. 85% of the alleged Biden administration is Zionist. Look, Israel is wagging this country like they are the tail, we're the dog, but they're wagging us all and just extorting money. We bleed for this country constantly, financial, military, intelligence, satellite data. They get everything we have, everything. It's incredible.
And we Yeah, just look at how the lame they are, Jeff. They put on the news. Well, you know, Hamas raped some women on October 7th. Okay, well, Israel's blowing women to pieces over there. You can see women laying in hospital beds. They had a bright future. They were working on their master's degree. Now she has her leg blown off. She's not a Hamas fighter. She's just a human being who wanted to have a life, maybe have kids, get married, blah, 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 you know?
20,000 admitted dead now, slaughtered. 20,000 slaughtered.
20,000.
Probably 60-plus percent children, okay? Children.
Oh, yeah, definitely. So let me get to the genocide of Christians. The modern genocide of Christians began in China. Between 1851 and 1864, a Chinese Christian movement swept China and sought to depose the corrupt European puppet Qing dynasty. With British help under General Chinese Gordon, the Christian Taipings were eliminated. This cost 78 million Christian Chinese lives. All that missionary work in China up to that point practically wiped out. It was the British who made this happen because the Taiping were widely popular in China, and they wanted fair trade and they wanted to be treated with respect, like any Christian would want to be, okay? So the British went in to crush them. It is also why the Communist Chinese will never allow Christianity to flourish in China. They remember this. This is very clear in their memory. It was a disaster in China. So General Chinese Gordon was killed while leading the British against the Mahdi in Sudan in 1885. They beheaded him publicly. So he got his comeuppance. Not enough for 78 million people, but, you know, he didn't pay.
No.
We can consider World War I a genocide of Christian peoples because it killed 9 million Europeans on behalf of the British bankers, the Rothschilds. The next great genocide of Christians was at the hands of Jewish Zionists called Bolsheviks during the 1917-23 Bolshevik Revolution in Russia that wiped out 10 million Christian people. The same Jewish Bolsheviks engineered the great collectivization genocide in Russia in 1928-1933 that took 14.5 Christian souls. The Jewish Bolsheviks also engineered the Holodomor in Ukraine between 1931 and 1934. It took
Holodomor.
30 million Ukrainian lives.
Holodomor.
Is that how you say it? Holodomor?
Yeah, Holodomor.
Holodomor? Yeah. Okay. So it's a tongue twister for me.
It is.
So in this century, George W. Bush brought about the largest genocide of Christians in Iraq. In 2003, there were 1.5 million Christians in Iraq. Today, there are only 150,000 remaining. Next was Barack Obama, who funded the Arab Spring in Syria. In 2011, when it started, there were 2 million Christians in Syria, and in 2023, only 300,000 remain. These American wars in Syria and Iraq destroyed Christian communities that have been there for 2,000 years. 2,000 years. We wiped them out. Let me make clear that it was those who America supported, the Sunni Muslim extremists, that genocided all these Christians. There are 300,000 Christians remaining in Syria because they are protected by the man we hate, Assad. You see, Assad is an Alawite Muslim, and that religion is considered apostate by the Sunni. So Syria under Assad is a secular state that does not persecute Alawites, Druze, Shia, nor Christians. American troops stationed in Syria today are there to support those who murder Christians. Okay. Our nation, United States of America, destroyed Christianity in the Middle East, people. Nobody else did it. We did it. Okay? This is your government. One nation under God. I don't think God thinks so. Okay? So there are Christians in Gaza, and your tax dollars are spent on bullets and bombs that the Jewish Zionists use to exterminate them. Like Assad in Syria, Hamas does not persecute Christians in Gaza. Hamas is a Shia-funded Sunni group. Palestine does not have many Shia Muslims. Hezbollah is a Shia Muslim group in Lebanon that supports the Sunni in Palestine. This is peace between Muslims, united for the common cause against Zionists. Pope Francis allowing priests to bless gay couples is a form of genocide of Christians. Read Romans chapter 1, and you will see how God feels about the LGBT community. Under no circumstances will God ever bless these people. It is blasphemy to act like a representative of Christ and tell these people that God blesses them in their sodomite decadence. Pope Francis killed the Catholic Church this past weekend. The church is dead. America is dead. And soon most of humanity will be dead. So let's move on to white genocide. The war in Ukraine is both a white and a Christian genocide. Since the genocide in Ukraine was launched by the Jewish Zionist Victoria Nuland in 2014, over a million people have died in Ukraine. They simply do not want to publish these numbers. All sides tend to minimize the numbers. In combat, over 600,000 Ukrainian soldiers have been killed in action. And this is verified by satellite imagery on fresh graves over time. Over 2 million have been wounded, and up to 300,000 are permanently disabled. In addition, the Jewish Zionist Zelensky has outlawed a major 1,000-year-old religious denomination, the Ukrainian Orthodox Church. Yesterday, the United Nations declared this a violation of the freedom of religion. America wants to give this Christian-hating Zionist Jew $60 billion, okay? Then Christians, so-called Christians in America, are footing the bill for this, okay? Uh-huh. You're paying to kill your co-religionists. The genocide of white people burns on. The Ukrainian army is conscripting people off the street, including mentally ill, mentally retarded, and the physically handicapped. Women are sent to die on the front. I think you've shown me some pictures, film of this very thing happening. And they get no support. And if they start getting shot, there's no evacuation of these wounded women. They're just left there.
Actually, one of them, the guy she was talking to, the woman in the trench, called her a bitch. Said, mm-hmm. Get ready to die, basically. You're done.
Yeah. The best thing that can happen to them is the Russians coming in. The Russians will give them medical treatment and take care of them. So Marines who do not even know how to swim are forced on suicide attacks across the Dnieper River into Kherson. These attacks are for no purpose at all. They're not winning anything. They're not gaining any ground. It's just a daily slaughter of these Marines trying to get across the river. It is as pointless as the trenches in World War One. The homeless, gypsies, and criminals are sent to the front without training to die. Regular troops get about 3 weeks of training and shoot about 20 rounds before they are sent to the front. The corruption in drafting is greater now. They kidnap men leaving work. You either pay the bribe or you go to the front. A Facebook survey in Ukraine run by the deputy chair of the Parliamentary Committee on National Security found that 74% of males and 65% of females in Ukraine would rather lose their citizenship and passports than go into the Ukrainian army. And that goes for even armed forces jobs safely in the rear. They do not want to die senselessly for nothing. Even SVU boss Kirill Budanov said publicly that the current conscripts were the bottom of the barrel and have shown zero effectiveness in battle. That's not stopping. NATO and the United States insist they put more people through the grinder.
Right.
He said nobody even wants non-combat jobs and that there have been no volunteers for the military in over a year. Not a single person going to volunteer to go to the front. I think you'd have to be crazy to want to go to the front. In the United States, over 2.5 million illegal aliens have entered the United States this year. Biden wants $20 billion to give to them, not to stop them. There are 1,004 American homeless that the government does not house or feed. These are American citizens. If we gave the $120 billion that we gave to Ukraine to our fellow homeless Americans, it would have been $183,737 each. If we gave the $60 billion that the pedophile Biden wants to give Ukraine now, it would be $91,868 each to homeless Americans. If we gave the $20 billion that he wants to hand out to illegal aliens, it would be $30,622 each. Last year, the disgusting pedophile Biden appropriated $130 million for homeless veterans, but gave this to illegal aliens in cash payments instead.
You bet.
No money went to homeless American veterans.
Can there, Mitchell, can there be any doubt, Mitch, can there be any doubt that this country has been overthrown? This government is not our government. This is not acting remotely with the interests of American citizens in mind. It's an abomination. We've been overthrown. It's not America's government.
No,
what you just described tells the whole story.
It's not.
I mean, no. Anyway,
we'll
go ahead.
We'll give money to anybody, but not to Americans. We will not give money to Americans.
Well, what does that tell you? Americans are being eliminated here. And the government's right leading the charge.
This is making white people pay for their own extinction.
Right.
Yeah. Let me assure you right now that the drama you see in Congress about the aid to Ukraine, Israel, Taiwan, and the homeless is just a show. Ukraine will get $60 billion to kill more Christians and white people. Israel will get $16 billion to genocide more women and children. And non-white illegal aliens will get $20 billion so more can move here. There will never be border enforcement again. It is not going to happen. Okay, it's not going to happen. What the Republicans are doing is they're making a smokescreen for the Democrats. They're going to agree on some weak thing, and then what will happen is they'll give all this aid to Israel, to Ukraine, and the same exact thing is going to happen to the border that is happening right now. People, there is nobody, there is not one single person in the Congress or Senate of the United States, not one single person in the Supreme Court of the United States, and not one single person in the executive office of the United States that has your interests at heart at all. None of them. None of them work for you. None of them care at all what you think, what you want. None of them are interested in your welfare in any way, shape, and form. They are here to finish America off and to finish off the American people. There's not one, not one. It's sort of like, how do you, you know, it's like even to listen to these people will talk about, oh, if we get this person into office, if we get this person into office, whoever it is, it will change absolutely nothing. The program is laid out. The program will be carried out regardless of what you vote for, regardless of what you want, regardless of what common sense says. You'll notice all these things that they're doing makes no sense at all. There's no logic behind it. It makes logic. The only logical explanation is they're here to completely destroy us. That's what they're here for.
I don't
Every
know.
One of them is a chosen.
Yes. Oh, yes. This country has been overthrown and sold out to abject international evil. I don't know how else to phrase it. The idea that anyone can invade this country, come across the border, what used to be a border, and be given everything for the rest of their lives, including the $5,000 credit, fully paid for, Visa card or whatever it is, whichever, plus $2,200 a month rent, plus dental, plus medical, plus education, plus a car, plus money for transit if you're not in a city that will allow you to have a car for some reason. They get it all, in other words, everything they want, while Americans die on the streets. This is not a government of, by, and for anyone except the enemy of America and the Constitution. It's just not. There's nothing there. I run out of words. I really do. I just...
Well, you know, I spent 28 years in the Army, and yeah. I was a Cold Warrior. The people I fought were communists in every instance. That's who I was fighting against. And they won. They won. This is a Marxist country right now. What you're seeing is what a Marxist country does, okay? It's not just simply a Marxist country. It's a Marxist country that wants to exterminate white people, okay? The government is rigged against white people. The system is rigged against white people. I mean, what can you possibly say? I mean, it's look at our military. They do not want white men to apply and to go in. And if you're a white man, it would be foolish to go into the military because they're not going to promote you. They're not going to give you awards. They're not going to be fair to you. They're going to take worthless people that do not do their job and promote them ahead of you. They will be your leaders. Okay, it is making the scum float to the top is what they're doing. Okay, it's just the same. They have wiped it out. You know, I mean, white people are still a majority in this country, but you know what? It doesn't matter because they're just going to do what they're going to do, and people are going to accept it. They're just going to sit there. Listen, the Supreme Court last week decided that Illinois banning assault weapons was not against the Bill of Rights. Okay. I mean,
that should have been headline news coast to coast. That should scare the hell out of all Americans. The courts have begun to go Bolshevik in the open, right there.
Look at the court in Colorado. The Supreme Court of Colorado took Trump off the ballot.
He cannot appear on the Colorado state ballot. No, this is not America.
Sure.
These are communists.
No.
Understand the enemy.
Listen, when I was in the 80s, when I was in Central America and these banana republics, this is things that they did. They took they always arrested their main opposition leader and criminalized him to get him off the ballot. That's how they dealt with their opposition. And what are we doing in America right now? Our main opposition is being taken off the ballot. He's got like 60 or 90 crimes he's being accused of now. I mean, they're going to do everything. Let me just say this. I think it is every American's duty, regardless of what you think, what you believe, is your duty in 2024 to go down and vote for Donald Trump. And it's not because Donald Trump will win. Donald Trump will never be president of the United States. If you're worried about that, don't worry about it. Go vote for him anyway. The point to the voting is to demonstrate to your fellow Americans and demonstrate to the world that we are no longer a democracy and we no longer have free and fair elections. The more people vote for Donald Trump, the more that will be crystal clear and apparent to everyone.
That's a very good very good tactic, Mitch. Very good approach, and it will make the lesson clear to everyone. This country is gone.
And then none of these other people are going to fix anything. They're stooges of the system. Every one of them. There's nobody who would be any good for the country. And anyways, none of those people will be president anyway. Joe Biden will be president in 2024. He will be elected. Okay, why will he be elected? Because they say so, and we have to accept it. I mean, you can watch the news, and they'll be acting like, oh, well, you know, Joe Biden might not win. Well, what are they saying that for? They're saying that to make you think that we have some choice in the matter. The polls show him, I mean, listen, the polls even lie. I mean, the highest he was in the first year was 30%, and now all of a sudden he seems to be higher than 30% after all his screw-ups. Excuse me, but this stuff is nonsense, okay? And what 30% of the people could possibly like him? Those in insane asylums? I mean, who? Look at what he does. The economy is booming. It's tr- trucking along. Bidenomics has provided the best economic recovery in American history. Do you feel that when you go to pay your bills? Do you feel that when you go to the grocery store? Do you feel that when you go to the pump? Do you feel like it's the best and greatest economic recovery in American history? These people are lying, this outright lying. There's no basis to their lie. Everybody knows their lie is not true. But, you know, there's a certain amount of people still believe the nonsense that they spout, you know. We have to listen to how, well, right-wing people are so extreme. Look at MSNBC and CNN. It's nonsense that they're speaking there. Those people are extremists. Those people are so delusional in what they speak about. And they expect us to believe it. This is what they expect.
Unfortunately,
us to
Mitch, many people who stare at that big screen in a rather mesmerized trance, who are no longer able to pass judgment on what goes into their subconscious minds, in point of fact, are believing what the idiots are saying. It's their reality, because they watch it every night.
Yeah.
They're being programmed, trained. They are controlled. And that's their truth, and that's really scary to think about. This country has been fragmented terminally, I'm afraid. I just don't see any way out of it. You can't vote your way out of it. We know that. Everything's rigged. We've got Janet Mills, governor of Maine. What's her name? The one in Massachusetts. Hochul in New York. These are Bolshevik communists. And the one in Illinois,
yes,
Pritzker. Pritzker, the same thing in Illinois. And Illinois was the first state to allow... Illinois was the first state to allow invaders to have the power of life and death over American citizens. It made them police officers with guns.
Yep.
This is not going to have a good ending, friends. I've been telling you that for the last couple of years. Things are going down.
And the Chinese mayor of Boston, she can invite only people of color to the Christmas party.
That's
right. And that is perfectly okay to
do. Oh, and the media celebrated it. I saw it. It made me sick.
And listen to this. The thing is that what the 14th Amendment is trying to say, it's the equality clause. In other words, there can't be any discrimination for race. But you see, there is discrimination for race. DEI in the military, starting with the first day of Joe Biden and Lloyd Lawson being in office, the first day, that became the number one issue. And DEI is exactly and obviously contrary to the Equality Clause. Exactly opposite of it.
Oh, yeah.
But we have to accept that it's not true. I think people need to take to heart the guy who said this, Ta-Nehisi Coates. He's not a politician, but politicians, they take his book, How Not to Be a Racist, as their Bible. And what that book says is this. The only cure for past discrimination is present discrimination. And the only cure for present discrimination is to continue that discrimination into the future. In other words, what they're trying to tell you, and people just don't get, is it is not some temporary measure to put a bunch of minority people in charge so that we can see that they can do the job. They can't, okay? But it intends to further that objective. They would like there to not be any white people in any position of power anywhere.
That's right.
I mean, if you look at the news, look at the newscasters in all these cities. I mean, the only time you get any white newscasters is in a city there where there's just no black people to do the job. Okay, you know, it's like
anybody coming here.
You know, anybody can read.
Yeah.
Huh?
Anybody coming here and watching the mainstream media and television in general would think that their population of this country is about 75% black, 10-15% Asian, and 10% white. That would be about it. That's the impression you get from watching fake reality.
You know, the only time I ever happen to watch regular TV is when I'm in a hotel somewhere or something. And it's just appalling. It's like, It's like, you know, every black man has a white wife. Every, you know, the good, wholesome parents are a gay couple or a lesbian couple.
Every time.
And the white people are all goofy, crazy, stupid people, you know.
Oh, yeah.
That you can just dismiss.
It's true.
Okay.
That's true. And it's happened almost overnight, Mitch. It's happened so fast.
Yes.
I never thought this stuff would gain any traction and stick, and it has. And now it's dominant.
Oh, yeah.
Because the communist media is going to abuse this society and culture until it breaks down and will be formally reformatted into this pedophile perversion that they have as their agenda. Go ahead.
Well, I think that, you know, it's called Marxism what it is. It is Satanism. It is downright, outright Satanism. Satan has control now. He's in control of our country. He's in control of our society, control of our government, control of our culture. He's in control of everything. This is the time, people. This is it. You know, the Antichrist will be showing up any day now, you know. I don't know who it'll be, but you know, he'll be apparent when he shows up, because he'll kind of talk like Joe Biden, you know?
Oh, God. I don't think physically, unless they use one of his body doubles, which I recently ran a story illustrating two of them for sure, I don't see if they can, I don't know how they can do this without a body double. He's falling apart. He's literally falling apart physically. His brain is done. His chin is falling apart.
We have to have the most incompetent, most disgustingly decadent, pedophile, filthy person as the leader of the free world. This is what Satan always does. He likes to take crap and rub it in your face. It is a satanic thing, and this is what they're doing. They have this disgusting human being as the leader of the free world. And for anybody to take him seriously is this, it's like
it's
people
ludicrous.
Do take him seriously.
It's crazy.
It's like, how can this be?
It's crazy. How can it be? You know, you make the point again, and we've tried to explain this. It's because you can't see it and touch it, it doesn't exist. Well, in the case of good and evil, you're wrong. There is good and there is evil, and these are palpable energies on the planet. And look at the people who are now running this country. They are evil, evil, and many of the states, evil. They're eventually going to have to, if there's anything left to divvy up, they're going to have to split this country into red and blue states. It's just not going to work any other way. And I see it happening, but not fast enough. This is bad. Look at California, for God's sakes. Done.
Yeah. Hey, listen, Gavin Newsom destroyed San Francisco. He's destroying California now. And I assure you, in the next few years, he will be president of the United States, and he will finish our nation off, people.
He's the final executioner. That may be what's coming. And because he flew over to Beijing without any prior announcement or anything. He just went over there and had a sit-down meeting at the highest level with Xi Jinping. And that doesn't just happen unless there's an agenda here. And there's an agenda here. And it looks like Newsom is going to play the role.
Why is he debating Republican candidates when he's not running for president? I'll tell you why. The reason why is I think Joe Biden will be reelected. I think they will Article 25 him, okay? Because they're kind of letting people know he's not all together. So they want to get him into the presidency again, Article 25 him, so they can get the first black female president of America. And who is her personal friend? Gavin Newsom is a personal friend. She can pick whoever she wants to be vice president, and this Marxist satanic Congress we have, even including all the Republicans, they will vote to approve him to be vice president, the second appointed vice president of the United States after Joe.
You're talking about Newsom. And you're right.
Yes.
He's going, yes, that's the way it's probably going to play out. And he'll ascend to the office, maybe after the election even, without having to have ever been voted upon. Think about it.
Well, Gerald Ford was the first president that nobody elected, so there's a precedence for it. It will happen again. It'll happen again because it can, because nobody would ever vote for this man to be president.
No.
Nobody's going to vote for the next president anyway, you know?
I know.
So
I know.
That's why I think it's important to vote for Trump. It's not because you want Trump. Don't worry.
Now,
if you vote for him, he's still not going to be president.
We have 11 months to worry about this, so we'll push it. Let's see what happens. Mitchell, thank you for everything. You always do such a superb job.
Oh, you're very welcome.
And I want to wish you, on behalf of all of our listeners who really, really appreciate your work, Merry Christmas to you and yours. And I hope you and your family, I know what it is, has a good time. You take care.
You too. Happy Merry Christmas to you and Merry Christmas to all the audience. And have a happy New Year.
Thank you, Mitchell. Okay. Talk to you next week. All right, we'll be right back with Hour 3 coming up next.